A importância de compreender a diversidade da cultura dos povos indígenas australianos. A rica diversidade da população indígena da Austrália é um aspecto cativante, desafiando o comum equívoco de que todos os povos aborígenes e das ilhas do Estreito de Torres pertencem a um grupo homogêneo. Na realidade, os povos indígenas representam um mosaico de culturas, línguas, estilo de vida e estrutura de parentesco. Compreender e celebrar esta notável diversidade não é apenas esclarecedor, mas também essencial quando se envolve com as comunidades aborígenas e das ilhas do Estreito de Torres, promovendo ligações genuínas e construindo relações significativas. Os povos indígenas da Austrália mantêm uma ligação profunda à sua terra ou país, o que é fundamental para sua identidade e sentimento de pertencimento. Para compreender plenamente estas ligações, precisamos reconhecer a diversidade que existe nas comunidades das Primeiras Nações. Múnia Andrew, carinhosamente chamada de Tia Múnia, é uma anciã aborígena do país de Bargi, na região de Kimberley, no West Australia. Ela diz que uma das melhores ferramentas para começar esse entendimento é consultar o mapa indígena da Austrália.
We invite people to take a look at that because there's about 500 nations that are on that map. So just at a glance, people can just see how diverse we are here in Australia. People don't realize, they look at that and go, oh, I didn't realize there were so many groups, which there are so many nations, of course. Each nation has its own language or shares a common language with another. But so that's an awful lot of languages, an awful lot of nations.
Múnia, ou Tia Múnia, autora, advogada e co-diretora da Involve Communities, enfatiza a importância de compreender que uma única solução não serve para todos, ao interagir com os povos indígenas e construir relacionamentos significativos.
It's not a case of one size fits all. You've got to be aware of this regional and local diversity and shape your policies and frameworks and programs around that diversity.
Carla Rogers é uma aliada indígena que trabalha em estreita colaboração com Múnia. Ela acrescenta que este conhecimento da diversidade é crucial para compreender a história partilhada da Austrália e porque ainda existem hoje lacunas entre povos indígenas e não indígenas.
In Australia was first colonized and ongoing. It's the lack of awareness of this diversity that has been the core to our problem, many of our problems that exist now. Seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as one homogenous group and not acknowledging this rich diversity has meant that, for example, the missions, people have been lumped together, they weren't allowed to speak language, and in some cases people may not have been able to speak to each other because they had different languages.
Dependendo do país de origem ou da região, a cultura, a língua, o modo de vida e as estruturas de parentescos diferem, até mesmo a arte, como explica Múnia.
I can tell just looking at Aboriginal art. I know exactly which area of Australia it comes from. It's that particular. Most people associate dot painting with Aboriginal culture, but that's just one nation. When you look to Bardi people, my people, we're saltwater people, our art is very much similar to other islanders around the world in that they're geometric paintings which depict the waves and it's not dot painting at all.
Tia Múnia diz que os povos indígenas são especialistas enquanto se trata de multiculturalismo.
People think that it's a new thing, but my people have been dealing with multiculturalism for thousands of years. We've learned to interact with the other Aboriginal groups, learn to speak some of the different languages, but we've had to learn to interact with people that have different customs, different protocols and whatnot. So I always say to people, we are the experts in multiculturalism. And I think government especially needs to come more to First Nations peoples to show them how to do it better.
A doutora Mariko Smith é uma mulher Yuni com herança japonesa, curadora de museu, socióloga, visual e historiadora. Ela explica que enfrentou muitos desafios enquanto crescia devido à falta de consciência generalizada da diversidade inerente às comunidades das Primeiras Nações.
Being someone who visibly looks of, you know, not white and also Asian as well, it was one thing to be seen as Asian in a predominantly white community and all the sort of racism that comes with that. But then when I say that I'm also Aboriginal, that I think takes it to the next level in terms of scrutiny and also discrimination.
Ela diz que muitos australianos hoje ainda mantêm essa imagem e ideia estereotipada dos povos indígenas.
There are particular stereotypes and narrow perceptions about what is Aboriginality, who is an Aboriginal person. People are influenced very much around, you know, historical works and books and things that focus on, for example, skin color and sort of level of civilization. People who think that they haven't met an Aboriginal person in their life before, but I believe chances are they would have. It's just, you know, they wouldn't have conformed to people's stereotypes and conceptions.
Dr. Smith diz que a Austrália precisa reconhecer e abraçar essa diversidade para ser verdadeiramente inclusiva.
Need to break out of these sort of stereotypes where they're so limiting. If you're thinking about, you know, Aboriginal people in very sort of simplistic ways, then there's only really simplistic solutions. Such a complex and diverse concept that requires comprehensive and diverse solutions and thought as well. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of interest, feeling uninformed in the community.
Quando os não indígenas não entendem essa diversidade, as pessoas podem cometer erros, diz Carla Roger.
When we don't understand that diversity, that's when, as an ally, for example, we can make mistakes. That's when we can say something that could be very hurtful and based on a stereotype, something that could be potentially racist, but generally something that's hurtful and it's a barrier to understanding.
Então é bom fazer quando você vai conhecer qualquer lugar no mundo. Começa olhando o mapa, descubra o país, a região, a cultura, o que está envolvido, da mesma forma que você faria se estivesse viajando para um país na Europa.
Like you probably would do at home or any time you're traveling, is find out about, oh, whose country am I traveling through? Learning more about the languages in that area. And it's quite easy to do. You can just do an internet search or something to find out, you know, whose country, or you can have the map of Aboriginal Australia. So when you're traveling through Australia, just say you were going from anywhere on the coast, on the east coast. If you're traveling more than 2 hours, say from Sydney, then you're passing through a different country.
Tia Muni diz que tanto o Conselho de Terras Aborígenas quanto o Conselho Local da região que você está podem fornecer informações e uma visão mais profunda dos povos que habitam aquele lugar.
Various land councils around the country. They're a good starting point to, you know, make contact with them and ask questions of them as well. They're very good at letting people know. And interestingly, so are just your local councils as well. They've really come on board now, and most of them are familiar with who are the traditional owners and can at least direct you to the right people.
E também se trata de autoeducação, acrescenta Múnia.
Learn as much as you can. Engage, especially with First Nations peoples. There's no need to be afraid. Just introduce yourself. Go along to community events. As people begin to see you as a regular visitor, you'll find that they'll open up and may start calling you by your names once you've introduced yourself. But it's just like being brave enough to take that step to get to know your First Nations peoples and develop friendships. It does take time.